The Ritual by Adam Neville, read by David Thorpe. The gods are here, if they are anywhere at all in the world. Algernon Blackwood, from The Willows. Part 1. Beneath the Remains. Prologue. And on the second day, things did not get better. The rain fell hard and cold, the white sun never broke through the low grey cloud, and they were lost. But it was the dead thing they found hanging from a tree that changed the trip beyond recognition. All four of them saw it at the same time. Right after they clambered over another fallen tree to stumble into more of the scratching bracken, they came across it. Breathing hard, damp with sweat and rain, speechless with fatigue, they came to a halt. Bent from the weight of the rucksacks, bedding and wet tents, they stood under it, looked up. Above them, beyond the reach of a man standing upright, the dead thing sagged. Between the limbs of a spruce tree it was displayed, but in such a tattered state they could not tell what it had once been. From the large ribcage drooped the gut, wet and blue in the light seeping through the canopy of leaves. The pelt was spread out across surrounding branches, holed but stretched taut in places. A ragged hem about a crumpled centre suggested the skin had been torn from the back in one quick ripping motion. And, at first, no head could be seen in the mess of blood and flesh. Until, in the violent red and yellow suddenness of hung meat, the bony grin of a jawbone was picked out by them all. Just above it was an eye, big as a snooker ball, but glazed and dull. Around it, a long skull in profile. Hutch turned to face the others. He always led the group as it staggered through the forest, looking for the new trail. It was his idea to come through here. His face was pale, and he did not speak. Somehow, the shock of this sight made him look younger. Vulnerable, because this mutilated statement up above their heads was the only thing on the camping holiday he did not have an answer for, didn't have a clue about. Phil couldn't keep the tremor from his voice.
What is it?
No one answered him.
Why?
Dom said.
Why would you put it up there?
The sound of these voices reassured three of them enough to start talking over each other, sometimes answering questions, sometimes just voicing new ideas. Only Luke said nothing. But as the others talked, they moved away from the thing in the tree more quickly than they had approached it, and soon they were all silent again. But their feet made more noise than at any other time during the hike of the last 2 days, because there was no smell coming from the corpse. It was a fresh kill. Chapter 1. 4 hours earlier. At midday, Hutch stopped walking and turned to look back at the others, three colourful figures appearing insignificant upon the misty vastness of the rocky landscape they meandered across. They were spread apart along a plain of flat grey rock, smoothed like a footpath by the retreating ice a few million years before. Every set of shoulders on his companions was hunched. Every head was bowed to observe the monotony of one foot before the other. In hindsight, only he and Luke were fit enough for the 3-day hike. Phil and Dom were carrying too much weight, and the blisters on the heels of Phil's feet were now raw meat. Of more concern, Dom had twisted his knee on the first day in a vast boulder field, and after walking on it for a day and a half, he now limped and winced with every step. Through their discomforts, Dom and Phil were missing everything of interest. The sudden strip marshes, the faces in the rock formations, the perfect lakes, the awesome Moskoskorsor Valley, grooved into the earth during the Ice Age, the golden eagle circling above it, and the views of a landscape it was impossible to believe existed in Europe. Even in the rain and bad light, the country could be astonishing. But by the afternoon of the very first day, Dom and Phil had their heads down and eyes half closed.
"Take a load off, guys," Hutch called back to the other three.
Luke looked up and Hutch beckoned with his head for Luke to catch up to him. Hutch eased his pack off his back, sat down, and